Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa, on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Right, it is the Tuesday edition. We're coming out the gate. Well, moving kind of fast this morning, aren't we? And I got to tell you, we have a lot to talk about on the program this morning. As always, folks, Kyle Warren with you. Welcome, of course, as we head into this Tuesday edition. And, of course, we're heading towards Christmas time. And this time next week, Christmas will have already come and gone, so I sure hope that you already have all of your Christmas shopping done, or at least nearly done, if you're like me, nearly done. So I'm trying, folks. I'm really trying. It just seems like every single day something else comes up, and no matter what but I do have a list, okay? So that's at least the best part about this so far. I do have a list. I have checked it twice, so at least I know what I want to do. Now it's just a question of actually going out there and doing it. But at any rate, folks, welcome to the program. We have so much to tell you about this morning here on the broadcast. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. Also, you can head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send me a direct message, simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you'll be off and running from there. Welcome to everybody listening on AM 860, The Answer. Welcome to everybody listening on AM 930. Also, everyone along the GCN network. Of course, GCN distributes the program out to our great radio affiliates. And good morning to everybody at GCN. You've been working really hard. We appreciate that so very, very much. And so, folks, let's get started off this morning. You know, I did see this. You know, we talked a lot yesterday about Joe Biden and the possibility of his, you know, kind of getting off the ticket here at some point. It seems we do get a lot of calls about this, and I think it's just out there. I think people are sort of waiting for that other shoe to drop, right? They're waiting for something to happen, because one of the most common things that we're hearing is that Joe Biden just doesn't seem like he's going to, you know, be able to stand up, not just to being president another 4 years, but for the campaign itself. And that, my friends, is quite a major issue. And so as we watch what's happening with Joe Biden, number one, you've got all this stuff happening with the impeachment inquiry. You've got all these revelations, and of course the new tax charges and so forth against Hunter Biden. And whereas that's not just the the proverbial straw that broke the camel's back, it all adds up. And this campaign will be an incredibly difficult campaign. It would be difficult if things were going fairly well. But you take a look at the economy, you take a look at foreign policy, you take a look at all these different things that just aren't adding up with the American voter, and they've got a recipe for total disaster. Now, we also talk a lot about Gavin Newsom perhaps coming in, but I don't know that his support either would be necessarily monolithic. But the Democrats have to do something, because Bidenomics hasn't worked. They've decided to sort of, you know, jettison that whole terminology as well as they should. But guess what? We're not going to let them do that. We're not going to jettison the terminology for Bidenomics. But right now, this from Newsmax, everybody, the Monmouth poll, Joe Biden's approval is down to 34%. President Joe Biden's approval rating has hit an all-time low, according to the latest Monmouth University survey. Among poll respondents, 34% say they approve of Joe Biden's performance, while 61% disapprove. And that's, by the way, I don't think that's just all Republicans either, right? In fact, we had a story on the program yesterday that emanated out of Michigan. You know, people saying, look, this guy, Joe Biden, is going to have to earn my vote. But whereas some would say, well, I'll never vote for a Republican. And there are going to be voters like that, right? There always are. There are going to be voters who are just going to stick with their party preference, literally no matter what. And that goes to another question we've received from a caller as well. And that is, how is it possible that Joe Biden and Donald Trump seem to be so close together in some of these polls that we see? In other words, how could it possibly be that, you know, 40 plus percent of the American people, you know, choose Biden, whereas the others half chooses Donald Trump and this kind of thing? Well, that's because you do have people who are only going to vote the party line. They're not going to vote the candidate in that sense. So that's where Trump has his work cut out for him as well. He's got to go and get those independents, but that's a different story, right? We're talking about these poll numbers. 61% of the poll respondents disapprove of Joe Biden's job performance. And that's the president's lowest rating, according to the Monmouth's polling, since he took office. Biden's job approval has dropped among both Democrats, 74%, down from 80% in September, and 88% in July. And also independents, 24%, down 30% in September and 38% in July, and currently stands at 5% among Republicans, according to the Monmouth Survey Polling Institute. The Monmouth Survey results released Monday found the majority of Americans disapprove of the way Biden has handled the following five policy areas. Immigration, 69% disapprove. Inflation, 68% disapprove. Climate change, 54% disapprove. Unemployment, 53% disapprove. You're getting the idea. Transportation and energy infrastructure, 52% disapprove. When it comes to immigration, even the Democrats are split. A total of 50% of Biden's job, approve of Biden's job on the issue, while 47% disapprove. Americans are not happy with Biden's performance in terms of the economy and inflation as well. 12% of Americans say their financial situation is improving. Folks, that's a disaster. Total disaster. Stay right there, folks. Kyle Warren with you. We're coming right back. It is the Tuesday edition, and we are moving along. Stay right there.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Youngevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Youngevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
That's right. Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Dancing in the street. Well, it might be a little cold, wet, or snowy outside to be dancing in the street. But I'll tell you what, wherever you are, just sort of dance around wherever you're at right now. And I think that qualifies. And that's okay because it's Tuesday. That means, you know what that means. It means we made it through Monday, and that is very good. It means we're heading for Christmas time. That's even better. And so, if you're driving right now, just sort of tap the steering wheel or something like that, completely in a safe way. Don't take your eyes off the road. Don't do that, and everything will be just fine. Well, you know, we're having a lot of fun here already here on the program this morning. I think that's okay because there's that feeling out there that as we head through into Christmas time, if you've noticed, sometimes I understand, you know, people can get more stressed because they're running around or they have to go to this or that get together or they have to get this or that gift. And sometimes, yeah, the clock is ticking down. But on the other hand, sometimes you got the idea that, okay, well, it's kind of winding down a little bit here. The year is winding down. And hopefully, it's a little less stressful. But we will talk about sort of the other side of that here in just a little bit. But overall, when you take a look, and I just want to finish this up from the first segment where we were looking at the Monmouth poll results. Now, when it comes to immigration, right, Democrats are split on this. A total of 50% approve of Biden's job performance on immigration. 47% disapprove. Americans are also not happy with Biden's performance in terms of the economy and inflation. Now, this is so anathema, right, to me, because, you know, obviously we've seen some of these economic reports, you know, and the administration is really quite at a loss to explain why people don't feel better. You know, we talked about this a little bit yesterday, and I think it bears repeating. If they have to explain to you why everything is just better and what you're experiencing is somehow an illusion, you know, somehow it just doesn't make sense, you know, yada, 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 then you're not, you know, that's not going to hit home with you. All right, 12% of Americans say their financial situation is improving. 44% say they are struggling to remain where they are financially, and a further 43% report being basically stable. So, sounds like the American dream to me. How about you? Does that sound pretty good? You know, as long as everything's basically stable, and you feel like, well, I'm keeping my head above water. That's not where the American dream lies, right? The American dream lies, and it's different for different people, measures of success, what makes you happy in life, this kind of thing. But generally speaking, the American dream has to do with prospering and getting better and leaving a better situation for your kids than you had, for example, or just being able to bootstrap yourself. You know, I had occasion about a week or so ago to talk with someone who had come to this country. They actually came here from Israel, 20 years ago. And they began to work at their business, basically. And they work very hard, and long story short, you know, these days have multiple employees. They have real estate investments that make them money, basically, and they just raved about the American dream. They raved about coming to this country with you know, the equivalent of $100 in their pocket, kind of a thing, and was able to just become very successful. Sometimes the people that rave the most about the American dream, having experienced it, are those, of course, who've come from somewhere else. But that's exactly it. That's exactly why the American dream is so attractive, and it's so transforming. It's so magical, you know, for lack of a better term. But even so, even using that term, I mean, because there's a wonder and awe to coming to America, it's a hard work. That is the magical ingredient that you can put in to the American dream, hard work. But you also have to be able to say to yourself, well, but yet everything isn't, you know, because in life, things line up against you. We all know this, right? To some degree or another, we've all experienced something like that. Things do line up against you. But when the American people look at what's happening with this administration and others before it that have made, you know, sort of similar issues come to the fore, you know, they say, well, this is not what we want. This isn't what we're signing on for. This isn't, you know, don't restrict the American dream. You know, give us the opportunity to go further and farther and faster and higher and all that. And we're going to do it. So Americans saying only 12% say their financial situation is improving, that is a terrible failing score for any administration. Under former President Donald Trump in the 3 years before the COVID-19 pandemic, the number of Americans who were struggling ranged between 20% and 29%. While those who were reported having improved finances range between 20% and 25%. The Biden administration keeps touting their infrastructure investments and a host of positive economic indicators. Those data points may be factual, but most Americans are still smarting from higher prices caused by post-pandemic inflation. This seems to be what's driving public opinion, right? This from the Monmouth Center said, or the Institute said, Patrick Murray. There is a political danger in pushing a message that basically tells people that their take on their own situation is wrong. Bingo, that's exactly my point. That's exactly what is happening out there. And no, I mean, it's not exactly like when you take your car to the mechanic, and I have a wonderful mechanic, by the way, who I implicitly trust because he's always done me right and saved money where possible, this kind of thing. But you ever notice when you go to the car mechanic and you say it's making this sound, it does this when you put on the brakes, it does this when you accelerate, whatever it is, and then, of course, it doesn't do it, right? Exactly. But a lot of times they won't just sit there and tell you if they're a really good mechanic. No, it's all in your brain. I mean, it's all happening and it's an illusion. You're misperceiving what your car is doing, you know. And sometimes it's an easy fix, right? And that's good. But typically they have to go check it out anyway, right? And then they'll find, okay, well, this is like this and we got to solve this problem. And so again, but you never want to tell people how they're wrong about how they feel or what's happening to them, their state of affairs, and this kind of thing, because that's the lecturing, and people don't like that. They don't, and I think understandably so. The American people shouldn't have to be lectured by the government officials to tell them why they're wrong in what's happening to them when they go to the grocery store. The Monmouth poll found that just 31% of the American public say Biden has been giving enough attention to the issues that are most important to their families. Just 11% of Republicans, 25% of independents, say Biden is paying enough attention to their top concerns. This is certainly an element of partisanship in how people frame their own financial situation, which is based in part on who occupies the White House. But even a good chunk of Biden's Democrat base wishes he'd start paying more attention to their top priorities than he is now, Murray said. The Monmouth University poll, they had a telephone survey November 30th to December 4th, 803 U.S. adults. This all goes in the hopper, by the way, because, you know, we don't ever notice Joe Biden kind of talking about things. Yeah, he makes statements, or he may ask her, and he may answer the oddball question, right? And usually it's kind of weird the way he answers it or says whatever he says. But when's the last time that you've ever heard Joe Biden kind of, you know, talk about a subject? And that's because he's not really engaged. And I don't say that with a lot of joy and you know, I'm not trying to laugh at Joe Biden, because I know that he's suffering from something, right, that is causing him to act the way that he does. But he's not engaged to the point where he could even go onto a debate stage at this point or sit and have a conversation and where you kind of feel like, okay, yeah, well, he's keeping up with stuff. Oh, yeah. And that is kind of sad, because this is the president, and the president has to deal with all kinds of things, foreign and domestic, right? Stay right there, folks. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S. USA News Update. Elon Musk's social media platform X could face massive fines in Europe over claims the platform does little to police the spread of disinformation. On Monday, the European Union announced it would begin a first-ever investigation under the newly instituted Digital Service Act. EU investigators will also heavily scrutinize X's recently loosened restrictions on users' blue check verification markers. Israel is facing renewed pressure to reach another hostage deal.
The accidental killing of three Israeli hostages by IDF forces sparked a massive protest in Tel Aviv on Saturday. Late Sunday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu indicated he's open to more negotiations with Hamas. However, Hamas said there would be no talks until Israel stopped its assault in Gaza. I'm Ryan Daniels.
That's the latest. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Let me start off with two words. Made in America.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
So, it looks like a group of Israeli hackers are taking credit for hacking Iranian gas stations. Well, that sounds like a pretty good plan, if you ask me. Certainly, whatever works at this point, don't you think, folks? Kyle Warren with you, of course. Glad to be with you. It is the Tuesday edition, and we are live, and we are here. We're glad that you're there. And I don't know. I'm excited this morning. I really am. You know, because again, you know, we made it through Monday. That's a good thing in and of itself. I mean, if you just make it through Monday, it's all good. I mean, at that point, I can just keep sailing through the week as best as possible. But I'm excited only because we have so many great things to talk about. And I just think that one of the best parts of this program, one of the best parts of this job, is I get to see things during the day and I get to say, okay, I got to tell everybody about this, or I've got this take on this. But also, what's really, really cool, and I'll just let you in on this, what's really cool is when we do hear from you out there, either through direct message, go to KyleWarrenShow.com, or via the telephone, 949-822-7959, 949-822-7959, and we hear what you have to say about some of these things. It's all very, very cool indeed, and again, part of being the, at least for me, the best job in the world, and look forward to it every day. All right, Israeli hackers. This from Fox News. Israeli hacker group takes credit for cyber attack shutting down majority of Iran's gas stations. they disrupted nearly 70% of the gas stations in Iran, according to reports. Iranian state media is claiming that an Israeli hacker group called, and I'm not going to be able to pronounce this too well, I'm not sure, but Gonjeski Durande, if I'm pronouncing it correctly, also known as Predatory Sparrow. Well, that sounds ominous, doesn't it? What is, it's just a sparrow. It's, you know, it's almost like Monty Python. It's just a sparrow. Oh, watch out. That's a predatory sparrow. Yeah, you get the idea. It's behind the outages, according to Reuters. The news agency cited Iranian oil minister Javad Awi as saying the disruptions at one point reached 70% of gas stations in Iran before noting that 1,650 out of the 3,800 gas stations that the ministry supervises were operational. The group, the Israeli group, later claimed responsibility for the cyber attack, according to Israel's Enet News and Times of Israel. A series of posts on a Telegram page reported to be there said the attack was carried out in response to the aggression of the Islamic Republic and its proxies in the region. Well, that's an understatement, isn't it? Khamenei playing with fire has a price, statements concluded, referencing Iran's supreme leader. A month ago, we warned you that we're back and we will impose the cost for your provocations. This is just a taste of what we have in store. The group also said this cyber attack was conducted in a controlled manner while taking measures to limit potential damage to emergency services. Well, that's, you know, you've got to hand it to him for that, I think. Got to hand it to him for that. But isn't that part and parcel, my friends, of the way that Israel has even conducted this whole campaign? Isn't this part and parcel of how Israel, you know, does its best to tell people we're coming into this area, we're going to do this operation, we're going to raise these buildings, so you have until, you know, such and such a time or day to move out of the way? And we've been over this, but I do think it's, and every time we sort of come along this particular aspect of what's happening with the Israel-Hamas war, and it's just always amazing to me. You know, what other army tells, okay, we're going to do this and get out of the way, but also what kind of group like Hamas, what kind of group really just sort of counts on the idea that people are going to be seriously injured or killed, right? How many groups actually count on that, count on the propaganda value of it? That, my friends, is simply not acceptable. And it really should, you know, point out the differences, the true differences, the true dichotomy here of what Israel is doing and what Hamas is doing. I think it's just that simple. Well, 949-822-7959. Again, folks, that's the number if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. Later on, we'll be talking with Denise Simon in hour number three. Also, Chris Markowski as well. And I've got a great question, by the way, this morning for Chris Markowski, having to do with stockholders actually going and suing one of their providers or one of their companies, basically, for, you know, really looking more to the environmental, climate change impact and so forth, rather than doing what they're supposed to be doing for the stockholders ultimately, which is make a profit. So this particular lawsuit could be a real bellwether for how we see companies have to take responsibility for how they manage people's money or how they manage their shares and this kind of stuff. So this is going to be very, very interesting, I think. And, of course, with Denise Simon, we'll talk a little bit more about what's happening in the Red Sea and how the shipping continues to be disrupted. More and more companies, I think BP has also announced that they're not going to be going through that area either. So there is going to be a substantial disruption at least in time, right? At least for time of transferring goods and services by ship and so forth. So this is going to also be a major impact. And what exactly is the United States going to go do about this? You know, in other words, is the Biden administration getting backed into a corner to have to take some action? Now, it's not like they can't take action, or, of course, trying to control Saudi Arabia into taking action might be sort of the first order of business, but it's not that the United States can't handle the Houthi missile systems and this kind of thing and take them out, but it does point up the idea of having to then have seen an escalation in the conflict and simply be prepared for that eventuality. So it is a very dangerous game, but at the same time, you can't simply let the Houthis do what they're doing. It's just that simple. But as I said, we'll be talking about some of these different things here as we go through the program this morning. But get this. This from the Washington Examiner, a minimum wage proposal by Senator Bernie Sanders would cut the number of impoverished people by hundreds of thousands, but cause even more lost jobs, according to a new analysis from Congress's scorekeeper. The plan, which Sanders introduced in May, would hike the minimum wage over time, with the wage finally increasing to $17 by 2029. The CBO, folks, or the Congressional Budget Office, found that the Sanders plan would cause about 0.4% of the entire U.S. workforce to be cut. I'm not laughing. It's not funny. It's laughing because it's absurd, right? Now, Bernie Sanders would probably say, I'm putting this forward because we're going to get the minimum wage up, because we know that people will want to vote for us if we have the higher minimum wage. It's just that simple, right? And he might say something like that. And, yeah, I haven't been able to do my Bernie Sanders impression for quite some time, so I don't know, maybe a little rusty, but fun. But, of course, that's all part of it. Look, in California, right, they came up with the $20 minimum wage for fast food workers, right? And so is that going to help all the people who have the jobs where they work at the McDonald's or Burger King or stuff like that? It seems to me that that's going to cause much more of a shift to automation and having kiosks, and, you know, it's not going to be a whole bunch of people standing behind the counter anymore. It's just that simple. The CBO, getting back to this article, said the minimum wage proposal would help alleviate poverty, reducing the number of people in poverty by 400,000. But because employers would be forced to pay workers more, they would end up cutting some 700,000 jobs across the country. The ambitious proposal, which has essentially no chance of passing during this Congress, would affect a wide swath of the workers, CBO found. In an average week in 2029, the year when the minimum wage would reach $17 per hour, 8.9 million workers whose wages would otherwise be below $17 an hour would be directly affected. Many of the 9.7 million workers whose wages would otherwise be slightly above that wage rate would also be affected, the report reads. So, way to go, Bernie Sanders. Are you surprised? That's my question to you. Are you surprised? I'm not. Folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back with the first Trucker Traveler Report. We got a great song. We got a great time ahead of us. So stay right there. Kyle Warren with you.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Edition here on the program, folks. Yes, it's Monday. It's okay. We're going to pull a report of the morning, folks, and we're glad to be with you. Once again, the number, if you'd like to call in and be part of the program this morning, is 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. And I got to tell you, we're seeing a lot of weather, of course, going on out there this morning, and we're going to be telling you all about it here in just a few moments. But, of course, we're going to start to play our song here real quick because we like to have a song that kind of gets you going, gets you revved up, gets you going through the overnight hours, because that's part of our job here as well, and that is to keep you up and going, whatever you're doing. If you're driving across country, if you're working a shift, if you're in law enforcement, if you're a first responder, whatever it is that you're doing out there, we got to keep your blood pumping, and it keeps our blood pumping too as well. So here, back by popular demand, we've got the Brian Setzer Orchestra. Nobody does Christmas rock and roll, I think, quite like Brian Setzer and his orchestra. Here we go again with Jingle Bells. Or maybe in a way you haven't heard it before.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a 50-cent Chevrolet. Jingle bells, jingle, jingle, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in one horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow, in the one horse open sleigh. Over them fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells and bobtails ring, making their spirits bright. What fun it is to ride, sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle, jingle, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in Phoenix and Chevrolet.
Chevrolet, you got it. All right, 57 Chevrolet is right on, folks. Welcome back, Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back, of course, as we just heard Brian Setzer Orchestra and his version of Jingle Bells, which I think with the addition of riding in a 57 Chevrolet is just right on point. And boy, something like that for Christmas would be just amazing, wouldn't it? But at any rate, folks, we hope you like the song. And we're looking at some of this weather that's going on out there. We're actually going to start with a lot of the precipitation and snow that we're seeing right now. We've got a lot of precipitation up heading towards Seattle. Listener Joan there in Seattle, hope that you can stay dry out of what's coming. It looks like all around Seattle, a little bit south of Seattle right now as well. Our friends in Portland, Oregon, you've got some rain. This is going to start north of Portland on Interstate 5, head down Interstate 5 towards Eugene, and then, of course, pretty solid all the way between Portland and Eugene over to the coast. So definitely be aware of there. Then we've also got some rain around Medford, and that's going to start heading down into Northern California, covering most of the 5 freeway. We call it the 5 freeway locally, but it is Interstate 5. But everybody around here just calls the 5 freeway, but it is Interstate 5. Heading down Interstate 5 through Redding, Chico, down towards Sacramento right now and over towards San Francisco, you got rain. You got rain near Oakhurst. And also rain in Southern California out in Riverside, a little bit around Los Angeles right now as well. And we may be having some more rain coming in as we go through this week. Maybe by Wednesday or so, we might get some more moderate to heavy rain. That's what the rain looks like on the West Coast. Now, snow moving a little bit further inland. If you're coming up I-90 near Spokane, looks like you got some snow in that area. And certainly north of Spokane, up towards Colville, we've got all kinds of snow on the map there, and that's also going to head over towards Sandpoint and northern Idaho. And certainly, if you're near Coeur d'Alene, certainly 4th of July Pass, I'm sure, is going to get impacted by this. So definitely be careful as you go through that area. Also, northern Montana, Kalispell, we've got snow on the radar right now. It's not quite, it's a little bit north of Missoula right now, but you've also got some little bit of snow mixed with rain, heading over the interstate north of Helena. So that would be Interstate 15 up near Craig. So be careful there. Be aware of that. We've also got snow around Boise, Idaho, and this is going to head on up I-84, I believe. It's going to head up north out of I-84 up towards Weiser. And then on over again into Oregon near Baker City, and then just south of Walla Walla, we got snow. So that's happening there. Then let's take a look here, and we'll see. Right now, we got some rain off the coast of Washington, D.C., actually off the coast of Delaware and off the coast of Virginia Beach, in that area right now. That's off the coast there. But we also have some other alerts to tell you about. Let's see here. This is near Louisville, Kentucky, I believe, and Elizabethtown and Lexington, Kentucky. Isolated lingering snow flurries are going to continue to diminish late this evening. However, the temperatures are going to continue to drop into the 20s overnight and even into the upper teens in some areas early Tuesday morning. So be aware of that. A winter weather advisory is going to be there. Also, it looks like in Virginia, this is going to be in the west part of Virginia and also parts of West Virginia, as a matter of fact. So be careful there. Let's see here. Down near, we've got a little bit of wind advisory in South Carolina. This is going to be near Columbia and Sumter. So be aware of that. Also, it looks like Augusta, Georgia. Got some wind advisory going on there. Freeze watch, this is in southern Georgia. This is going to be near Waycross and let's see here, down towards a place called Folkston. You've got a freeze watch going on there. It's going to head on over into northern Florida near Live Oak, and it's going to go across I-10 as you're heading from east out of Live Oak. Heading over towards McElhinney, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. And that's what we're seeing right now on the weather reports. But what we're going to do, we'll keep an eye on it, of course. And if there's anything changing next hour, well, we're going to tell you about that as well. So by the way, folks, you know, we love playing songs to get you going in the mornings. That's, again, one of our favorite things to do. But also, of course, we like to hear from you on that. We've already gotten a lot of good requests here over the time, so we appreciate that. So if you have a request for a song that you would like to hear as you go through the early hours of the morning, certainly keep you revved up, keep you going, head on over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you would like to request such a tune. And simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and we'll get that, and we'll try to get it in the lineup. Of course, as we're heading through, lack of a better term, Christmas week here, because as we come up, Christmas Day is next Monday, Christmas Eve is Sunday. But we've been kind of keeping with some of the Christmas motif, or the Christmas Christmas feel here in some of these songs for the Trucker Traveler Report, as well as a lot of the bumper tracks coming in and out of the show, just because we thought it'd be kind of nice to be festive this this time of year. And so, folks, we're getting ready to head out to the break. Top of the hour news is next. You'll get brought up on all the different headlines. We got to pay a couple of bills for the program. And then when we come back, we'll be taking your telephone calls again, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. Kyle Warren with you. And when we come back, we're going to continue to have some fun here on this Tuesday morning edition. So please stay right there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC, They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.